Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain.
Includa, including in Tuca, trying to smash it into one word.
And inform you in the afternoon.
Tuca puked on his pad.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Boston's going to have, he's going to have a conversation with Boston. He's going to have a conversation with Philly. Obviously, the Lakers. Houston is in the mix as well. They're going to go after him. Make no mistake about it. So you've got Cleveland, Philly, Boston, Houston, L.A., Golden State.
And Boston. Make no mistake. And Boston.
All aboard. All aboard the LeBron train. Come along.
You get your new toy. I wiped down your whistle, Murray. I had to borrow. I meant to bring in my whistle, and it's sitting there on the table in my kitchen at home.
You were ready to go.
Pisses me off. So I had to borrow your whistle. I borrowed.
Next stop, LeBron train.
All aboard.
All aboard.
I borrow your whistle. I'm afraid to put my mouth on it. I, of course, wipe it down, and I think it doesn't give me the same acoustic.
It's no, that's not too bad.
There you go.
It sounds like someone's grabbing your package while
Stephen,
you're...
Stephen, hey, just grab it. Stephen A. Smith today on ESPN. The Celtics will be in the mix for LeBron James in free agency, vice versa. What do we make of it? Go,
Murray. Go ahead. Go.
I love it. I need this more than anything. And not just for the fact that this has melted down Twitter and it's melting the brains of people like Jim Louth and Hardy in the Midday Show. Because, oh, man, some of the responses. I will give up my season ticket holders. I've been watching the Celtics for 50 years. If this happens, I will puke on the court. You'll do nothing. You'll like it because the guy will bring titles, plural, here in the next couple of years. If you add LeBron James to the mix of this young core of players, specifically Tatum, Brown, and Gordon Hayward, because he'll still be part of it, you're winning titles, plural. Sure, that might not mean you'll have them 10 years from now, 6 years from now, but the next couple of years, you're the best team in the NBA if you add LeBron James to this mix, and even if Kyrie Irving is gone. I don't know why people wouldn't want this, because you've hated this player in the past, because you'd have to twist yourself into a pretzel to have to root for him. It's a good thing. If the Celtics are legitimately in on LeBron James, that is a good thing, period.
Yeah, I'm not worried about people like tying themselves into knots. Those fans... Please, the second he puts on the uniform, you'll forget how much you hated him. Who's kidding who? I told you, for my concerns is the age of LeBron James. So if you're telling me they can sign LeBron, keep Kyrie, I'm in.
Okay, so what if it means giving up Gordon Hayward? Something would have to give, right, Jimmy? You'd have
yes,
to,
I would do that.
You'd have to, you know, move out a max
Someone's
salary.
Going.
Jimmy?
It seems actually pretty simple to put this together. You trade Kyrie Irving to San Antonio, a place that he wants to go, for Kawhi Leonard, and then you move on from Al Horford and Marcus Morris, and that frees up the cap space.
Okay, so, I mean, you're giving me a million different things. I'm asking
specific... No, they're actually pretty simple things.
Okay, Jimmy's angry.
Yeah, I guess.
If you just wanted to put LeBron on this team as it stands now, money would have to move out. So I think it's Kyrie because they don't want to play together, but what if it were Gordon Hayward?
I'd be in. I'm in. If it's Gordon Hayward, I'm in. LeBron for Hayward, fine. No problem. Absolutely. Do it in a second. But the Kyrie thing bothers me because of the age. The other thing is
So you're saying if it meant moving on from Kyrie, you would not do it?
Correct. I would not. If I have to move on from Kyrie Irving, I'm not doing it.
Okay, but you're okay swapping Gordon Hayward out in that scenario?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yep, I think Kyrie's a better player than Gordon Hayward.
Al Horford?
See you later.
Okay.
Yep, see you later. But I'm not moving on from Kyrie.
So you're against it if it means losing Kyrie.
Yeah, and let me also say, I'm not as gung-ho about this as everyone else is for this reason. Okay, for this reason. The second you take that guy on, you compromise your identity. You compromise who you are. So, again, if you tell me that they can do it, keep Kyrie, keep Tatum and Brown, generally keep the young core together, fine. No problem. Because LeBron is going to bail on you in about 2 or 3 years. Guaranteed, even if he's playing well still by then, which he probably will be, he will bail on you just the way he bailed on Cleveland the first time, just the way he bailed on Miami the second time, just the way he bailed on Cleveland again the third time.
So you think he's just the same guy that he's always been?
Yep.
See, I don't.
I do. I do. I think LeBron is all entirely 100% about LeBron, which in that league is fine. It's fine. I'm just telling you that if I have to give up Irving and compromise part of my future to do it, I'm out. If it's Hayward, fine, you're not giving up that much, or you're not giving up as much. And Horford, to me, is a given. I do that one in a second. But the other two and Irving, no way, not in a million years.
Okay, what if it's part of a bigger thing, like Jimmy's suggestion there? So it's LeBron is one of two big shoes to drop. The other would be, say, Kawhi Leonard or even Anthony Davis. So you could, I mean, if you really want to get stupid, and I you know, if you had said this to me yesterday, I'd say this is silly, but it's the NBA. You know, stuff happens, right? So you could do Jimmy's thing, which is what, move Kyrie for Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah, and I don't like that deal, but that's a simple move because the math works. And also, with the other move, you'd get Horford. But I said this to you guys about a month ago about they have aspirations to get Anthony Davis and Kawhi Leonard. You laughed at me. If the change is LeBron James and Player X, good. Go for it.
Okay, so...
And by the way, I believe that the Celtics would take a meeting with LeBron.
Why are you angry?
I don't feel good today.
He did say before the show, he said, I'm not in a good mood. He told me that.
That's great. Take it out on the show. Good job.
It's not anything anybody did in particular.
It's not personal. I don't feel good today, so I'm going to yell at people.
Good job.
Okay, good. That's fine.
Excellent.
As long as we know it's not directed at us.
Full favor.
Yes.
Even if it's directed
at us. But just real quick, more importantly, you believe, Jimmy, the Celtics would take this meeting?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, so, Maz, what if it's part of a bigger thing where Kawhi Leonard comes in, Kyrie Irving goes out, or you're shipping your kids. You signed LeBron as a free agent, and then you said Tatum, Brown, and the Sacramento pick to New Orleans for Anthony Davis, and then Kyrie Irving still has to leave because he can't play with LeBron. What if you're losing Kyrie, but there's another big shoe to drop?
I'm leaning towards no. I lean no.
You're sort of the Stan Pat movement.
No, well, but the Stan Pat movement now is you're knocking on the door. You're pretty darn close. A week ago, we were talking about how Hayward, Irving, and the two young guys, and you are knocking on the door of Golden State. You might be the second best team in the league. So I don't want a dramatic overhaul here, particularly it's for a guy as a franchise centerpiece who is going to be short term. And LeBron, to me, is the definition of short term now. Like, and I say, you know, relatively, it's 3 or 4 years. You'll have Garnett and Pierce and Allen all over again.
No, you won't.
I mean, to a degree.
Because if you just, you know, and if we keep it simple and just do a one for one, you know, LeBron in, and I've got to assume Kyrie Irving is out.
Yeah, they hate each other like poison, so they're gone. They can't coexist together. They can't play together. So LeBron in, Kyrie out, bring me LeBron. Bring me a three-year window where you're not choking away a game 7 against LeBron. Put LeBron on my team to win and get to the NBA Finals and not choke on your home court.
Get him, Jimmy.
Why is that a three-year window, though, when you still have Tatum and Brown? Like, see, that's the whole point. That's why I'm okay willing to go from 26 years old at Kyrie to 33 at LeBron. Because, yeah, I'm losing 7 years there, but I still got the kids.
Yeah, except you only have two of them.
And I still have the Sacramento pick. If I'm holding on to that, I mean, if I'm just a vacuum, just signing LeBron as a free agent and then moving out Kyrie Irving, I still have that Sacramento pick, and I probably have another lottery pick somewhere in there because of Kyrie. You know, I've done something there. So that's not a three-year window.
Yeah, but I think you're compromising your future more than you do. First of all, I'm not as high on Jaylen Brown as you are. I don't know what Jaylen Brown's going to be. I like Jaylen Brown. I don't love Jaylen Brown. I would trade Jaylen Brown. But in terms of Jason Tatum, I'm keeping him. I think Tatum is a foundational piece. But just let's say you're at the end, LeBron leaves, and you have just those two guys. Is that enough?
Say LeBron leaves, and then I'm left in 3, 4, 5 years. I'm left with Tatum, Brown, and whatever Danny did with those lottery picks.
Right.
Because, again, he's got Sacramento's next year, and you're going to get something for Kyrie Irving. Something good.
Okay, but
either
again,
a draft pick or a young player. I'll take my chances with that.
Yeah, yes. You're still extremely competitive.
Yeah. So Danny Ainge needs just to add one thing to Brown and Tatum, and he's got two high lottery picks to do it. In the meantime, you're winning with LeBron James, and you are a destination. Yep, I'm taking my chances with that.
Yeah,
you bet.
I am not. I'm not sacrificing that much of my future or risking that much of my future. Kyrie's a big part of it. The fact that Kyrie is 25 to me is a big, big part of it. Now, again, see, I don't think LeBron and Kyrie hate each other as much as you do. I think there's a chance you could actually talk them into playing together again. I think that the whole Kyrie thing in Cleveland was Kyrie's frustration. I think I said this to you a couple of weeks ago. My understanding was Kyrie doesn't hate LeBron. Kyrie hates what LeBron was allowed to become. And my fear is that LeBron can't be anything than what he is, which is an egomaniacal centerpiece.
Who wins titles.
Sometimes.
Who beats you in game 7.
But I also think he's evolving a little bit. I think on the floor, there's no issues. Like, on the floor, You don't need to worry about ball hogging or, you know.
If anything, he defers too much.
He's willing to share the ball and share the load and big pass up the big shots. Like, on the floor, zero issue.
No, great team player.
Okay? Off the floor, I'd like to think that at 33, and he needs rings. That's the one gap in his resume, rings. He should have more. If he's the greatest player of all time, three rings doesn't get him in the conversation. So if he's really ring chasing, he's got to subjugate a little bit, especially when he's coming here with a really strong GM, a really strong coach, and a program in place. I think he'd be willing to do that. I do. I think he's changed and matured a little bit, and he would have to if he wants these rings and wants to be here, and I think that would be less of a problem that's been in the past. I think he's different.
Did he
bring it on? Absolutely.
All aboard.
So did he subjugate in Miami?
No, but I'm telling you, he's different now.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's not different. LeBron's still LeBron. He's an egomaniac. He's got to be the centerpiece. And it's a problem. This is where, you know, the identity thing of your franchise, like, I'm a big believer in that. I like what the Celtics have built now. I like what they stand for. And I don't know that it's always going to stay this way. Probably not. Because at some point, Terry Rozier or Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum is going to think he's more important than he is. Hell, it might be Kyrie Irving who ends up thinking he's more important than he is. You're already talking about Hayward being a pain in the ass. Like, so at some point, it's going to break down. Right? At some point, it's going to break down. With LeBron, I'm just telling you, the track record, everywhere he goes, when he leaves his team in ashes.
Oh, whatever. The future. These are volatile times we're living in, Maz. Give me the now.
Yeah, see, I just...
Well,
I,
thank God we have Danny Ainge because exactly. He can build it from the ground up when he does in 3 years.
I don't think he's the threat that he once was. I don't think he would be the same threat he once was here, especially here and at this time of his career. But it's definitely something to consider. Last question, quickly. Does it make sense for LeBron?
Yes.
Yeah, from a basketball standpoint.
Now put your mic on.
Let me try that again. Yes.
Yeah, doesn't it? Like, if LeBron wants to take on Golden State, where's the best place he has a chance?
Boston.
Isn't it? Don't you think?
Yes.
Like, I think it's better than Houston. I think it's better than anywhere else. I think it's better than anything he could put together with the Lakers. And he could put something together with the Lakers good. But not like here. Not like here. This would be his best chance to come here and either just join, even if it's just a one-for-one swap, him for Kyrie. I think that's the second-best team and the team that gives the Golden State the best chance. And if it's something sexier with a couple pieces out in Kawhi or Anthony Davis, then that's like, then you're number one, not number two. This is the place for him, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I get it from LeBron's standpoint. I'm glad you brought up this part of the story. Because from LeBron's standpoint... If LeBron's going to do what he's done in the past, which is just lily pad to the best situation, particularly in the East, this is it. The question for me is whether the Celtics really want him. And when I say really want him, of course they want him. But I mean, to what end? Like, how far would you go to sacrifice to get him here? And to me, I don't think they're willing to go that far.
Oh, the identity. They'd sell their souls. Oh, well.
Oh, do it. Oh, I need it. So bad.
Murray. Chugga, chugga, choo-choo. Dog.
Seriously, Murray.
All aboard. All aboard.
All aboard the LeBron train, everyone. All aboard.
Your reaction. Boston, you want him? We'll talk to you next.
This is Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You're listening to Felger and Mass.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Kyrie, glad to have you on the show. Thanks for being here. So I just want to get it straight. You no longer wanted to play with LeBron James?
Excuse me?
Did you no longer want to play with LeBron James?
I mean, it's not really about wanting or not wanting to. It really just became how everyone turned this into a madness because it was myself and LeBron.
Kyrie Irving on with the First Take guys in the offseason. Perception is that Kyrie was running from LeBron. I know, Maz, you feel maybe a little differently. Maybe he was running from the owner there in Cleveland?
Yeah, I think LeBron's part of it. I mean, but I don't think it was solely about LeBron. I think it was as much about the fact that LeBron ended up running the organization and Kyrie knew they were going to be in ruin when LeBron left and he got out of there.
So the owner letting it happen.
Yeah.
You know, that is not going to happen here. I mean, see, you seem to be afraid that it would.
Yeah, I'm afraid of LeBron's ego. That's what I'm afraid of. because I think no matter where he goes, he holds organizations hostage with his talent. That's what he does. And even Pat Riley, you know, he even did it to Pat Riley. So 4 years later, he bailed. Riley got pissed off, and that was the end of that. And so I just, now look, would the 3 years be fun? Of course it would. Yes, and if you don't have to give up Kyrie, I'm in.
So it's a little fair. I would give up Kyrie. But this whole question of whether they would have to be a part or not, I don't know, is relevant, I guess, in all of this. If Kyrie really does hate him like poison and is running from LeBron, even just interviewing with LeBron, doesn't that piss Kyrie Irving off?
Yes.
I committed to you guys. I came here because I didn't want to be with LeBron. And my very first offseason, you try and bring him in as a free agent. What are you guys doing to me?
Yes.
So I think even if nothing else happens, there's risk of damaging the relationship with Kyrie Irving. I think today Kyrie Irving might be pissed. Might be. You know what I mean? He commits to you because he wants out of LeBron. And then the very first chance, you talk to LeBron to bring him in? Is Kyrie Irving going to be pissed about that, even if you don't get him?
Oh, well, learn to deal. He's the best player on the planet. Okay. If you got a problem with it, just tell him, well, be as good as him then. Oh, you can't? Tough.
So I just think that's a dynamic. Before I get to the phones, I want to play that whole Kyrie clip because it's a little unfair where we cut it there with Max Kellerman. Really made it sound like Kyrie did not want to play with LeBron. When you play the whole thing out, this is how Kyrie answered that question.
Kyrie, glad to have you on the show. Thanks for being here. So I just want to get it straight. You no longer wanted to play with LeBron James?
Excuse me?
So did you no longer want to play?
By the way, that is a tell of you don't want to answer the question truthfully, so you've got to stall for time to come up with the right answer.
Excuse me?
Right. I mean, like, say that again? Like, that's 101, right? When you're ready to lie, you stop or ask them to repeat so you can extra time to formulate. Anyway.
You no longer wanted to play with LeBron James?
Excuse me?
Did you no longer want to play with LeBron James?
I mean, it's not really about wanting or not wanting to. It really just became how everyone turned this into a madness because it was myself and LeBron. If this were anybody else getting traded, I don't think it would have been as big a storyline. Being with that guy was unbelievable. It was something that I will relish in for the rest of my life because the situations that we came across as individuals and as a team, collectively, we all grew. And when you get to that crossroad in your career and in your life and you have to make that decision, it's not about necessarily figuring out what the other person's intent is. It's figuring out what your intent is. And when I came to that crossroad and I looked myself in the mirror and I was like, okay, this is absolutely something that I want to do. It didn't have anything to do with not wanting to play with the best player on the planet. It didn't have anything to do with not wanting to be the second fiddle, not wanting to be sunned. And as you like to say, Max, being a second-class citizen, I have no idea what that is, or a second banana. I don't have any idea what that is. But I know that I'm very solidified in who I am as a person, and I always will be that way.
Okay, so maybe it wasn't about LeBron. And if that's the case, then something else has to give. You just can't add LeBron and have nothing else change. So you've got to move money or positions or kids or something. So that's the question. Do you want LeBron at all costs? You let me know. Elliot in Boston, you want him?
Yeah, I want him. I'm wearing green underwear. I tell you that I want him. And I don't care the fact that you pissed Kyrie off, because truth is, the Celtics got Kyrie Irving because Cleveland was stupid enough to trade him within the conference for a broken-down Isaiah Thomas and what turned out to be the eighth pick in the draft. So if LeBron James wants to take a meeting, and if you want to tell me that Danny Ainge is the best executive in basketball, and if you want to tell me that Brad Stevens is the new Greg Popovich of the NBA, then have them sit with LeBron and get him to Boston. You do what you got to do.
And handle the ego. Let me cut you off. If you have those guys, those strong personalities, shouldn't they be able to handle a big ego and a problem?
In theory, yeah. In theory. But again, tell me, did you think Pat Riley was going to be able to handle it?
He sort of did.
Yeah. Not at the end, he didn't. I mean, I just think this is the, again, with LeBron, and I respect the talent, if you can tell me that you can somehow pull it off by keeping Kyrie here, I'm in. I'm in. No problem. Because then afterwards, when LeBron wants to leave, you still have what you have. You still have all the pieces you have now, minus Hayward. Okay, which I think ultimately Hayward's going to be replaced by Tatum anyway. So I'll accept that one. But LeBron, his ego is massive.
Sam in the car, you want him?
Guys, no, abso-freaking-lutely not. I'll tell you why. This is the exact same parallel that we got with Jimmy Garoppolo. You're going to mortgage the future for the next 10 years, for the next 5 years of LeBron. It's going to alienate Brad Stevens. It's going to alienate Kyrie. He's a coach killer. I want to see Kyrie at the one, Tatum at the two, Brown at the three, Hayward at the four, and Horford at the five. That's what I want next season. I don't want anything else. I don't want LeBron. Nobody develops under LeBron, and we're gonna mortgage the future for this guy? Hell no. He leaves every place in ruin. It's ridiculous.
Okay, you got to have a little more confidence in the program that you have here, that he's not going to torch you like he torched everybody else. You'll stand up to him. Got to have some faith in your guys to be able to do that, one.
Yeah, I guess you don't trust Brad Stevens all that much, huh?
Right. And two, you still have Tatum and Brown and probably some really high lottery picks. So that's not an analogous to what's going on right now in Cleveland. I'm sorry, it's just not.
I mean, when has LeBron ever had what you would call a strong coach?
I mean, the closest thing was Pat Riley, who wasn't his coach, but, that's the closest thing he had to someone over him who, with Miami, why I say Riley kind of did is because the plane still took off when Pat Riley said, not when LeBron James said. And if LeBron wanted to stay behind and go to a party, Pat Riley got him on the plane. And if LeBron wanted to entourage his way into a building and no one else could, Pat Riley came in and said, no, LeBron, you can't do that. Pat Riley still ran that show. He did. Maybe that's why one of the reasons LeBron ran out of there.
Exactly.
Okay, but again, I think LeBron's at a different point in his career now.
See, I don't think he is. I just think LeBron still holds you hostage with his talent. So what I'm saying, really what I'm getting at as it pertains to the Celtics, is that if they can build it in such a way that LeBron cannot leverage them with his talent. In other words, LeBron, we're good with you or without you. We are good with you or without you. You want to go? Go. See you later. We're still going to be good.
Keep all the kids.
Okay, so again, but I got to have Irving in that scenario. Because if LeBron leaves and it's just Tatum and Brown, I don't like it as much.
And lottery picks. Don't forget lottery picks. You're still going to have those. Your reaction, we continue. Stephen A. Smith has the Celtics in on LeBron and vice versa. How do you feel about it?
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Do you expect Kyrie to be here long term, or do you think next year is his last year?
I don't think it's a given either way.
When Mike Gorman says that the other day, it did raise eyebrows, right? What does he know? What does he know?
Nothing.
Would you stop with that, Jimmy? It's better if we think he knows something. You don't think he knows? You think he knows nothing?
Jimmy is in a devious mood today.
He scares me today. I don't
Seriously,
know where he's coming
though.
From.
Yeah, that laughter, that's horror film stuff.
I don't know where he's coming from.
You have Vincent Price back there.
But anyway, when Mike Gorman says that the other day, it's like, what? Where's that coming from? And then what? Give me LeBron. I mean, give me a Stephen A. Jimmy, just the short one. And then what? 3 days later?
So Boston's going to have, he's going to have a conversation with Boston. He's going to have a conversation with Philly. Obviously, the Lakers. Houston is in the mix as well. They're going to go after him. Make no mistake about it. So you've got Cleveland, Philly, Boston, Houston, L.A., Golden State.
Okay, and he did put he started his whole answer with Golden State on that.
I mean, what about that one? If LeBron goes to Golden State, loser. Loser.
Well, just another one then. Add him to the list to Draymond Green and the rest of them. And I didn't mean Draymond Green. I mean Kevin Durant and the rest of them. But either way, Boston prominently on that list. Do you want him? Danny in Taunton, you want him?
I definitely want him. If we get him, we're going to be unstoppable because we already made it to the Eastern Conference Finals without him.
Danny, you okay losing Kyrie Irving in the bargain?
Excuse me?
Are you okay losing Kyrie Irving in the bargain?
I'd rather keep him, but if you have to lose him, you can lose him.
Okay. I mean, that's how you just can't add LeBron to everything that you have and not change anything.
Correct.
So you're going to have to, something's going to have to give, and we're starting with Kyrie because the thought is Kyrie ran from him in Cleveland and they're not a match.
Okay, so I'll tell you what, let's operate under that premise. Let's make it nice and simple. LeBron comes, but you have to give up Kyrie to do it. Okay, keep it. Let's just forget the ifs, ands, or what about this? What about that?
Are you willing to do it?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. 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 No.
All aboard.
All aboard.
You can take the red statue in Faneuil Hall, too. Whatever else. Throw it all in. Make it happen. I need it.
No, it's good.
I'm not trading the coach.
I get to spend the next 3.5 hours watching you two pat each other on the ass all day. That'll be good.
All aboard. Billy.
Yeah, blow the horn, Mike. Yeah, blow it.
Billy and Waltham. Go ahead, Billy. You want him?
Murray, you're such a dink. No, I agree with Naz 100% on this one, honestly. I mean, first of all, LeBron is going to change the DNA of any team he comes in on. Say he comes in and he doesn't want to take orders from a coach. Brad Stevens, out of here. Say he wants Jason Tatum gone. He's gone. You know what I mean? He'll bring in Chris Paul or one of his buddies and leave the place in ashes when it's gone. It would be awful. If we brought LeBron James here, okay, it would be the end of this Boston Celtics.
No, that would be horrible, that scenario. And Maz is afraid of it. I'm not. Because he's still going to be an a-hole, but he's not going to leave you in ruins. You're not going to subjugate your coach and your GM and your whole structure for him.
You sure about that?
You'll give in on some things, but you're not going to let him bring in Chris Paul just because he wants to bring in Chris Paul. You're not going to make moves.
Danny Ainge loves Chris Paul.
Okay, unless Danny wants him too, right? That's what I'm saying. LeBron's not going to be your GM. He's not. They're not going to do that. And he's going to know that. He's going to know he can't pull the same thing in Boston that he did in Cleveland. And, you know, if you go back to Miami, I bet you'll find that he didn't pull as much of his crap there. And maybe that's part of the reason he left, because he had to pull his crap. But I'm just telling you that this is more analogous to Pat Riley being here in that Miami situation. And he's only got 4 years left anyway, so I'm less worried about that than you are.
Okay, so again, I'm a no, because I think that LeBron will leave you in ruin. He'll leverage you with his talent. For all the crap that I give LeBron, he's a great businessman. And so this is another thing that to me is an element in the conversation. Is LeBron going to come here and give you like 5 years? I'm going to give you a 5-year deal? Or is there going to be an out for him to get out after two?
Well, they're all like that now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Gordon Hayward gave you 2 and an option. Right?
3 and an option, I think.
So, same thing.
LeBron and Kevin Durant are both on like 1-and-1s year to year now.
Most of these guys, they're all short-termers now.
Okay, but the point is that if Gordon Hayward leaves your organization, you are not destroyed. You're not destroyed.
You won't be destroyed if you just get rid of Kyrie Irving and keep everything else. If you trade Kyrie Irving for a high lottery pick, and you still have Sacramento's high lottery pick next year, now you've got LeBron, Brown, Tatum, and those two high picks. That could become another Brown and Tatum.
Okay, or it could become Marcus Smart.
So you are not left in ruins. You are left with a good young team.
Yeah, but again, you don't know how it works in that league. You need the stud. You need the superstar. That's Kyrie.
Have it in Tatum, too.
This is why I get off if Kyrie's out. If that's the premise we're operating on, again, let's do it that way, because otherwise it's easy. Right?
My train ride's too bumpy for Maz.
Yeah, I'm not taking him if it means losing Kyrie. I'm not doing it.
We've got Bruce in New Hampshire with maybe some information for us. Bruce, what information could you possibly have up in New Hampshire?
So a very good friend of mine I played college football with 30 years ago, inherited his sports agency from his father. He represents NFL and NBA players. He has 2 players with the Celtics. He's in town all the time. About a month ago, we go out to dinner, and he drops it. He says, you guys are probably going to get LeBron. And I said, what are you talking about?
All aboard.
And he said, look, LeBron doesn't want to be the principal scorer, the GM, and the coach anymore. And he wants to go somewhere with people that are going to score. He wants to go to a coach that he thinks is a coach. He wants to do a GM who's going to do the right thing. And he said, LeBron's got you guys on a short list. I asked him, well, what's that mean for the rest of the team? And he babbled on, a lot of stuff I don't understand. I really don't care if LeBron comes here or not. And he says, if it's about Kyrie Irving, they send him and Rozier out, and they're going to get a 1 and a 2 or 2 ones, and they're going to have a bundle, and they can automatically reload next year in the draft. So,
okay, so Bruce, something like that. Thank you for the call. Jimmy. Check out his credentials. Intern, check out his credentials.
Jimmy, what the hell is wrong with you today?
He's scaring me today.
Seriously?
He's scaring.
You're not right. You're not right, my friend.
My medication's off today.
So I can't remember what he said. The guy inherited the business from his father, and he's got a couple Celtics and a couple NFL players. That shouldn't be hard to track down, is it? Let's get on a horn. B-Rob, let's get a Celtic nerd who covers the team, who can tell us who that is.
Okay, so look, there was a story out there this year that LeBron wants to go to a place where the offense is going to run through someone else, and someone else will handle the balls, what I should say, and he can be just more of a, you know, spot-up shooter and, you know, kind of ease into the golden years of his career, if that's what you want to call it, which is all well and good. Do you think LeBron can really function as a secondary, as a passive entity in an organization? In other words, can he sit there?
Yes, more passive than he's been, yes.
I don't.
So to say a totally passive entity, Kyrie Irving's not a passive entity.
Okay.
Okay, all these guys come with entourages and needs and egos, and this is the NBA now. So what you're asking for him to be a passive entity is unrealistic. He's going to be a pain on some level, like all these guys are pains. You don't think Durant's a pain, or Steph Curry's a pain, or Kyrie Irving's a pain right now, or Gordon Hayward's a pain? I think LeBron can be less of a pain than he's been, and on the level of just your standard garden variety NBA pain in the ass.
Okay, I don't. I just don't think a guy like him can change overnight. He's a control freak, is what he is. He's a control freak. And so listen, and that's okay. I mean, that's who he is. So I'm just telling you that if he comes in, I don't think he can function with a real coach, with a real GM, with a real owner, because he can't help himself.
I think he can.
He can't.
I think he will. And I think it's worth the risk. And I love the element from his standpoint, though. From his standpoint, if he really wants to take down Golden State,
this is the place.
Isn't it?
Yes.
It really is.
No, this is the place. It makes total sense from LeBron's point of view. It does.
Does it make sense from your point of view? Back to you in a long commercial-free segment where I'm also going to give something away for free, which I know you love.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz. Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Junta.
Magenta?
Junta.
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 Sometimes you have to wonder if there's a gas leak in the building.
Woohoo! Whoop-de-doo!
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I try to do whatever I could do to help the kid out, be the best player he can be, try to help him, be a better leader, be a better scorer, a better floor general, a better defender, a better passer, getting guys involved, a better leader vocally. I try to give him everything and give him as much of the DNA as I could, because like I told you guys throughout the season, at some point when he was ready to take over the keys, I was ready to give them to him.
And that's LeBron on the divorce from Kyrie. Maz is already shaking his head.
Condescending dink. The kid. Like, he talks about him like he's his father, for crying out loud. They're 8 years apart, or whatever it is. He talks about him like he's his father. Oh, God, it makes me sick. I want to puke every time I hear that cut. Go ahead.
Oh, just it's further proof of why I need it to happen. Look at them. Just look at the anger and the vitriol that he brings immediately just from hearing a clip of him.
See, but Murray, again, I don't hate LeBron. I think I hate parts of LeBron. I love LeBron, the player. I think he's fabulous. I mean, and he got over the hump there. There's certain things to like.
He's growing on me.
But his personality, he can't change that overnight. Don't kid yourself.
No, he doesn't need to. He just needs to tone it down a little bit. Can he tone it down a little bit? Yes. The answer is yes.
Nope.
I mean, I believe he can. And
I don't.
I believe that's worth the risk. You don't think he can, Jimmy?
I don't think so.
So, but you still want him?
Oh, I would want him. I don't think it's a realistic possibility that he's coming here, but I think he'll take the meeting.
Okay. But you don't think he would change as a person?
No, not at all.
And you're okay with that?
He'd want to trade Stevens, which I'm not trading the coach.
Okay, bring me the a-hole, in other words.
They have to be careful, though, because before they even take the meeting, they better talk to Kyrie.
I'm telling you, so I raised that earlier. Just taking the meeting. Just expressing interest. Hell, even just that rumor out there today. Is that enough to piss off Kyrie Irving?
Yep.
Okay, just a thought. Something to consider. I have a giveaway for you coming up here in a few minutes that you don't want to miss. Back to your phones. Cam and Taunton, your thoughts.
This is an absolute no-brainer. When the best player in the world is willing to come play for you, you don't say no. I mean, that'd be the equivalent of Tom Brady being a free agent 5 years ago and the Jets going, nah, I'll pass. Okay, we don't want that guy. It just doesn't make – I mean, I know Celtics fans are what's pissing me off the most here. This is the fan base that chanted MVP and gave a standing ovation to Kobe Bryant in his last game here. Kobe Bryant, a horrible human being who played for your chief rival. You cheered for that guy, but you hate this guy who's never played for our chief rival and has never gotten a traffic ticket, never mind been accused of what Kobe was accused of. I don't get why everybody here hates this guy. Oh, I'll never watch the Celtics again if LeBron plays for them. You'll salivate when he puts on the green. I'd unretire 33 for him if you wanted. Bring LeBron to Boston.
You want 33? LeBron, you can have it. They're going to repeat numbers there soon anyway because they retire every freaking number under the sun. You want 33? You can have it. The best player in the world wants to play for you, and you're going to say no?
Yeah, I'm going to say no. If it means losing Kyrie, I'm saying no. That's what I'm saying.
Joe in Hanover, what do you think?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, here's the, I want to debate you a little bit, Maz. You're talking about not wanting to compromise the future as if we're going to be competing for championships with this core in 7 years. That's not how it works. Look at the Hawks. Look at the Young Thunder. Windows are small where you're actually good enough to compete for a championship. These guys are going to get older. They're going to get max contracts. You're not going to get to keep it all together. Don't you want a guaranteed window now?
Joe, I think you get something pretty close to a guaranteed window right now. I mean, that's the thing. I think you're the best team in the East. I think you might be the second best team in the league. Again, assuming everyone's health. So I look at that and say, well, you don't have to change much here. Now, to me, if I have to give up Kyrie and then open myself up to LeBron bolting in 3 years, no way. Nope, I'm not doing it.
We've got Dan in North Reading. You want LeBron James? Dan? Okay, babe, you can call us back. You got to be ready to go if you call the program. Tyler in Providence. What do you got?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I thought there was an interesting angle to this, that the Boston crowd has been mentioned every post-game or post-series that LeBron plays here, and his excessive need to be liked by everyone might make Boston a little bit more attractive.
Ah, okay. So LeBron, that Boston would be a good place for his ego because he has this constant need to be loved. And let's face it, the Green Teamers love their team. Love them. Overrate them. Forgive them. Go easy on them. They're the last to second guess their team and their players. The adulation here would be strong. Strong to quite strong. Better than Philly.
Oh, off the charts. Please, off the charts compared to Philly. They'd start naming buildings after LeBron the day he showed up, for crying out loud, compared to Philadelphia. So again, like, I get it.
And Houston, no one really gives a crap. L.A. has its own thing. And I guess I heard the Midday mention that there was the Big Lead had a report that according to four entertainment sources, nothing to do with the NBA, but they've heard from four different Hollywood/entertainment executive/sources have said LeBron's going to the Lakers. So just take that for what it's worth. But that's what they said. The adulation with the Lakers to be the next great Laker, like, that's a pretty big tug for him.
Sure it is.
It should be. You know, like, to join the line of Wilt and Kareem and Magic, Kobe and you. Like, that's got to be strong to be the next great Laker. And they have, you know, you've got 17, they've got 16. They're right there next year in terms of championship pedigree and all of that. So, and then you have all the entertainment stuff on top of it. So that would feed the beast, too.
He'd have to get someone to go with him to L.A., obviously.
Oh, no question.
Yeah, he'd have to get someone.
Well, Paul George is going there to L.A., and if the Laker thing is to happen, and I don't think it will, they have to get rid of that Lonzo Ball circus for LeBron to even consider it.
Well, and wasn't there a rumor earlier this offseason that Lonzo Ball was actually available?
He should be available. He sucks.
Yeah, I think there was a rumor that says they would, you know, entertain offers on Lonzo Ball. You said is Paul George a free agent, Jimmy?
Yes, he will be a free agent this offseason, and everybody has targeted him as going to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Remember, that was sort of part of the whole story.
Oh, you said Paul George. Why was I thinking Chris Paul? Of course, Paul George. Yes. I'm sorry. Paul George and LeBron to the Lakers. It's not enough. What are they able to do for a third piece? Like, I mean, what else are they able to do?
I mean, they get some guys that they could trade. You know, they could trade Ball. They could trade Brandon Ingram. They could trade Julius Randle. Like, they got pieces there that they could move and get another player. I don't think there's any question there. Like, now look, they didn't get the high lottery pick that they might have been able to get otherwise. But, you know, there's enough there for the Lakers to do something. And they had one of the better young players in the league this year anyway, in Kuzma.
Okay, what does LeBron want, though? If he goes there, you can't win it all with that. You're not getting past Golden State. Never mind here. Boston's still probably better. Close, right? So he can't win there, unless there's something really big up their sleeve going there. Can they get Kawhi Leonard there? Can they swing a trade for Kawhi Leonard? LeBron, Kawhi, and Paul George, talk about, you know, positionless basketball. Like, I don't know. If he wants to win, it's got to be more than just him and Paul George. That's how it would appear to me.
Agreed.
So if he wants to win, if he wants to add rings,
this would be the best place.
This is the place. This is the place. I'm going to slip in a baseball call because Bob and Easton is call. Whenever Bob and Easton calls on anything, but really, especially anything other than football, you know we've gotten something wrong on that. Like, he would never, I don't think he knows hockey from freaking badminton.
He might be our worst caller.
But Bob and Easton would call if I got something wrong on hockey just to bust my chops about it.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't know the difference between a hockey puck and a ring ding.
And he doesn't know a home run from, you know, whatever, a ring around the rosies, but he's calling us on baseball, so it can only be one thing. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, actually, I was calling, baseball's part of it, but
First of all, this is how dumb you guys are. First of all, the fact that Stephen A. Smith floats that out there, that Boston and Golden State are part of the talks, it's obvious that it's only part of the talks or it's a rumor because he's obviously trying to irk Kyrie Irving and irk Kevin Durant because he has an issue with those two. So enough. But, Maz, you have a show called Baseball Reporters, right?
I do,
during the
yeah.
baseball season?
Six to seven every night, yeah.
All right, and you guys have this new rule, like the 3-minute interview when you guys have interviews. So there's got to be a new rule. You can't have Maserati comment. We'll take the bipolar express here, and we'll play the hypothetical Paul Rogerson if LeBron James comes here.
Yeah.
Maz.
Yeah.
The fact that you would even come up with any type of excuse to not take LeBron James is right there with, and Dateline, November 20th, 2017. I quote you. For the Red Sox, it's Giancarlo Stanton or bust. If the Red Sox sign JT Martinez instead, it's a colossal mistake. Now, today, we sit here. Who would you say would be the MVP favorite in the American League? Giancarlo Stanton or JT Martinez?
JT Martinez.
Okay. Then.
So, you know what? We got the point. Why should we listen to you on LeBron when you got JT Martinez wrong?
Well, it doesn't mean I'm going to get everyone wrong,
no,
does it?
Every time a blind squirrel, you know, that saying, every once in a while we get one.
Maz had the Eagles.
I did. I was right about the Super Bowl. How come Bob Eason doesn't bring up the Super Bowl?
He doesn't seem to remember that one.
Hey, Bob, how come you don't bring up the fact that your quarterback took a straight-on hit and fumbled the ball in the final 2 minutes?
How come you
don't bring that up? You never mentioned the Super Bowl when the fact that I'm right about the Super Bowl. How come you never bring that up?
Maybe
you
forgot.
Or the fact that your quarterback is acting like a spoiled little 3-year-old baby. How about that? How come you don't bring that up, Bob? Just out of curiosity, how come you don't bring that up?
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.